Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, time to get into our triple option feature. We sound off on some of the day's top topics or things that interest us around the sports world. Guys, I'm going with our former LSU basketball coach over here and McNeese guy, Will Wade, who's now over at NC State and is already getting himself ingrained with the fans over there. They were going in and checking in on all their season ticket holders, and Will Wade on the phone, and here's a little taste of what he's talking to the fan base over there at NC State, the Wolfpack.
Teddy, hey, this is Will Wade from NC State men's basketball. How are you?
Get out of here.
What's up, man? Yo.
Yo.
It's Will Wade.
Get out of here. Dude.
I'm serious. I'm calling you. You're on the season ticket list. We got to get you to renew your season tickets on the lower sideline, man.
No, man.
Well, I'm serious. Huh?
No, dude, who is this?
It's Will Wade!
Alright, well, you sound like him. This is absurd.
It's me! I'm serious, it's me! I'm calling from Patrick in the ticket office's phone.
Dude, I'm so pumped that you're here. So pumped, man.
We appreciate all your support and love to have you renew your season tickets and make sure you're in Lenovo ready to roll.
Alright, yep. Let's roll, man. You closed it.
All right, let's get it done. I look forward to meeting you soon, brother.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you, man. Hopefully you settle into Raleigh, all right? We're all happy you're here. Really appreciate you coming up here, man. It's going to be awesome.
I appreciate you, Teddy. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Will.
Howdy.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Bye now.
Coach Will Wade, now the head coach over at NC State. Obviously, things didn't quite work out here at LSU because of the NCAA violations, but he led LSU to the NCAA tournament, guys, in 3 of the 5 years, including a trip to the Sweet 16. Then he went to McNeese and led the Cowboys to back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances. Have no doubt Wade's going to have success in his new destination. Definitely wishing him the best, and it's almost like that one that got away for LSU. Unfortunately, the situation and what happened, things are a whole lot different in college basketball now, but to think of what Wade ended up getting fired for at LSU, knowing that it was going around college basketball, and just he ended up on the butt end of things, to say. Jeff, now going to go over to you for your triple option.
Yeah, so for once, I'm going to take this outside of the realm of New Orleans, and you know the biggest bit of news that happened today, probably Greg Popovich stepping down as the Spurs head coach. He's going to transition into the team president role. Is Charlie behind me making angry faces because that's what he was going to say?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We should have communicated on this in advance. But no, yeah, I mean, Greg Popovich, probably the greatest NBA coach of all time. I mean,
it's shocking to see he was there starting 1996.
It's debatable, maybe, but I mean, you look at, you know, he was the coach of the year 3 times, 5 NBA championships. He was the NBA coach of the month 17 different times. It's the most in NBA history. And you know what? I think, you know, he's an important guy. You want to keep him around the franchise, right? You know, it obviously completely different ends of the spectrum, but you know, Brad Stevens with the Celtics, had kind of like lost his steam for with that team, and I feel like made a similar decision of kind of moving up into the front office rather than continuing to coach the team on a daily basis. And you've seen what that team has done since. They've gone to the finals two different times. They won one of them with two different coaches, Ime Udoka and Joe Mazzulla. So, you know, there is some hope that he can kind of, you know, that team with Victor Wembanyama and all those star players can still get it done. Mitch Johnson, who was the Spurs assistant coach, basically head coach all year, is going to be their new head coach. So it's pretty consistent. And obviously an end of an era there. Like, the Spurs were just that team for so long. You're like, they're winning 55 games, and we'll see what they do in the playoffs. Like, you know, it's going to be weird to not see him out there.
Yeah, you wish Pop the best, and obviously good for the Spurs that... Yeah.
A lot of health issues, right? Like, right. He was dealing with a lot of health issues.
He's not stepping away from the team entirely, though.
Yeah, he's going to be in the front office and still going to be
involved with the Spurs organization. Like you said, you think of the San Antonio Spurs, obviously there's that great list of players that they've had, but steering the way has always been Popovich.
I kind of felt like he would have retired by now if they didn't land the number one pick at Victor Wembanyama. I feel like he just wanted to stick around to coach the once in a generation player, and it just came like a couple years too late for him.
Charlie, have you gotten anything together that you're going to go coach Pop? But what you got for triple option?
No, Jeff went generic enough, so I'm sticking with Pop because I got some numbers about Greg Popovich, the winningest coach in NBA history, 5 NBA titles. This is what blows my mind. 18 straight 50-win seasons at the helm. In 29 years, he went 18 straight 50-win seasons. I remember how excited we were that the Pelicans won 49 games last year. I mean, this guy did 18. It's unbelievable. 3-time NBA Coach of the Year, 170 playoff wins. And this is an awesome stat that I saw from StatMuse. Greg Popovich has more playoff wins than the Hawks, Heat, Suns, Rockets, Bucks, Jazz, Cavs, Pacers, Trailblazers, Mavericks, Nuggets, Wizards, Kings, Nets, Clippers, Magic, Raptors, Grizzlies, Timberwolves, Hornets, and Pelicans. That is 21 NBA franchises.
I was about to say, so basically everyone but the Lakers and the Celtics and
Greg Popovich has more playoff wins than 21 NBA franchises.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable career. And Jeff, to your point about he could be considered the greatest NBA coach of all time, I think there's a legitimate argument. Like, people will say Phil Jackson. Yes, I understand. You know, if you go back with Red Auerbach, sure, whatever. But, I mean, Greg Popovich, just the coach of a generation. He was unbelievable for 29 years in San Antonio.
And he never had the Kobes or the Mike. Like, there's obviously some elite players, superstar players that went through the Spurs organization. But there's none like a Kobe tier or a LeBron tier. Like, he did it with a lot of elite players like Kawhi Leonard and Manu Ginobili, like Tim Duncan. No one that like you see on like all these highlight reels, but just really, really good basketball players.
Man, Tim Duncan's pretty damn good though.
Oh yeah, but like, do you ever like catch him on like the top 100 plays of the season? Right, it's a Tim Duncan bank shot from 14 feet away. You know?
The big fundamental.
Yeah. You don't make highlight reels of fundamental basketball, but you do win titles. You do win 50 games with fundamental basketball.
That is our wrap on our triple option feature, folks. We'll be right back on WWL.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.